It's time for the Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group, the show that helps teach you how to make the right moves with regard to investment planning, tax savings, and estate protection. Are you ready to better understand the financial chaos? Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to download reports. Sign up for our newsletter, and we have a class coming up. I'm going to mention that in a second, too, where you can register for that. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We have a lot to get into. As I said, we do have a class coming up called The New Reality in Our Retirement. I'll mention that again as we go through the show here. It's an opportunity where we get into a lot of this stuff. You know, we get a lot of great feedback. If you want to attend that, you can always go, of course, and register there at alphawealthgroup.com. So we have a lot to get into today in addition to that, which I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. We haven't really spent a lot of time on that, but this is really critical. It's one piece of your overall plan. And I think all too often when we talk about investment plans, I get this fairly often. People come into the office, we sit down. I mean, it happened a couple times this week, and there's some confusion, there's uncertainty, and we're constantly bombarded with a lot of information on what's going in the market. And I think these are some things that can often derail what I call a good investment plan. You know, Forbes has done a study, and we've heard other surveys that have been done that show the biggest concern among retirees is running out of money or outliving their income. And so, you know, the investments are part of that in many cases. When we're relying on our investments to provide the income throughout our lifetime, well, that can be problematic. And so we just want to really understand, what is our income plan? You know, roughly 40% of baby boomers, this was from Fidelity's Workplace Investment Group, they said that they believe roughly 40% of boomers have more equity than they would recommend. Right? In other words, there's some risk. So if I ask the question, what risk level are you at, would you know? You know, one of the risks that we have out there, I don't know if you've heard the term before, it's called sequence of return. So if I said to you, what would you do if your retirement savings, or what would you do if the market dropped 50% the first year out of retirement? Right? And so when we take a look at some of these things, that's where, when you're withdrawing money from accounts, early losses will have an outside negative impact on your financial picture. So we need to, again, really understand what's going on. So let me walk you through this, and I'm going to offer some information as I try to do as much as possible, because this is about a process, right? It's about a process, understanding what you own. And so we find out what often derails a good investment plan is, I've said this before, a lot of it has to do with investors want to be too hands-on during market period volatilities. They let emotions call the shots, and they use short-term strategies. I've quoted this before. Eugene Fama, he's an American economist. In fact, he's from University of Chicago, a Nobel Prize winning economist. And I've quoted him before. He said, your money is like a bar of soap. The more you handle it, the less you have. And this bears out all too often when we look at some of the studies. Dalbar has been looking at investments since 1984. And they show that, you know, the average investor has underperformed dramatically over these 20-year periods. The growth of $100,000, the average equity investor of $100,000 over a 20-year period was $789,000. The S&P was up to $2 million. So we want to really understand what we're doing with our investments. Really, the first step in this process of creating an investment plan, and like I said, it really is about a process. The first step, I believe, and I've talked about this many times, and here's a homework assignment, is to organize and simplify your investments and simplify your accounts. What do I mean by that? Look, job changers, and this was from Capitalize, a data group. They said there's 30 million 401ks that are left at old employees. That's almost $1.65 trillion. That's what they estimate. I've had individuals come in, or I've seen they've had four IRAs, five IRAs. Their spouse has three IRAs. It's almost impossible. I would almost submit it is impossible to monitor and understand what's going on in these accounts when you have these at older places. It's confusing. You're getting three different statements. You have to go to four different websites. We can really simplify these things. And this is what I do. One of the things I do, besides, of course, I'm an investment advisor rep and we do portfolio management. but I simplify and organize. That is so critical to your financial success. I know it may seem simple. That's just the first step. In fact, this report, which I'm going to offer here in a minute, it's called Creating Your Perfect Portfolio. It's a process. And I pulled this out the other day, started reading through it. I thought, boy, this actually is pretty good. It's been a while. But if you take a look at these steps, then once you get everything organized, now keep in mind there's portability with IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, the alphabet soup of retirement accounts. So if you have an old 401k, an IRA, you opened up at a bank 10 years ago, and you have your current account, wherever it might be, those can all go into one. There's portability. So you can simply have one IRA, okay? And I had someone ask me the other day, they were going to contribute to a Roth or maybe do a Roth conversion, and they said, do I have to open up another account? No, you don't. So I just want you to start on this road to success of creating an investment plan you can stick with. This is where we can start to have success. Again, this is a five-step method, and I will offer this to you. I'll also offer the Asset Organizer worksheet so you can start this process. This is really, again, when we just talk about the overall plan, you know I've talked about the five steps or five pillars to your plan. There's a process to creating a retirement plan. And then when we go down to each of these pieces of your plan, which we're going to get into income planning, we're going to get into tax planning in a little bit here. But the investment planning, I think, unfortunately, all too often, you know, if we're working with someone, you know, I had this comment the other day, they're kind of talking over my heads. I don't really know what I have. And there's really some simplicity in a lot of these things and to understand. So that's what I would say is the first step. Get these, consolidate and get your accounts organized. You can also household them if you're married, where you can have them all at one place. I like Fidelity. I've mentioned it before. You can go to fidelity.com and open up these accounts. So let me offer that report first, and I want to make another few comments here. But then you can see what you own, right? Because it's all in one place. You may be surprised at some of the things you own. And so, as I said, I'll offer the organizer worksheet and the portfolio, creating your perfect portfolio, the five-step method to creating an investment plan. If you give us a call, I'll get that out to you, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Again, we'll send out the worksheets. We'll send out the organizers plus the five-step method. This is the process to start looking at creating an investment plan. The important thing I would say is one of the takeaways, or a big takeaway is here, once you have a plan that you're comfortable with and confident with, and we start to remove some of this uncertainty, you know, you can stick with it. And I think the argument would be, in many cases, this is how you have a higher probability of success with your investment plan, something you can stick to. We'll talk about this a little bit more. For those of you that really want to do a deeper dive into your portfolio, I call it the portfolio X-ray. We look at what you own, what sectors you're in, what your risk levels are, what your fees are, and talk about creating an investment plan that's going to be a fit for you and for your overall plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, we can do that as well. Give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855 to schedule a time. We can do the portfolio X-ray. We just bring in your statements, throw everything in a box, as we say, and we'll get that done for you. Coming up, I do want to get into a little more about the market. We'll talk about taxes as well and some income planning ideas. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. 934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our upcoming class, The New Reality on Retirement. You can sign up for our email newsletter. We send out some great information every week on topics ranging from everything from taxes to estate planning to income planning, things that relate to your retirement. So all of these resources, we want to be a help to you. And I had someone the other night, just we had a phone call with. I called her. She got off work. We had a conversation about Roths and what some options were for her. She's going to be retiring soon. So, again, I'm more than happy to chat for a few minutes if there's something specific, you know, because I know everybody's situation is unique. So, again, want to make these things available to you. I did offer that five-step method to creating an investment plan with the organizers, and, you know, there's five steps. I talked about that. So if you want that, we can get that out to you as well. So much of this is really a process, right? It's a process to creating a retirement plan. I've said it before. It's like building a house, building a car, building a bridge. And I've mentioned before, I'm an engineer. I worked for General Motors years ago, so I'm a process guy, right? So this is how we start to build these things. Unfortunately, all too often in this industry, I believe things are made too complicated. I get this very common, and I wanted to spend a little, which I did, spend a little time on the market because we're just inundated. You know, these reports that come out, we see, well, an earnings report is coming out. The Fed is coming up. You know, they're making their decisions and they have these meetings. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to reduce rates? What does that mean in our portfolio? And we're just constantly bombarded. And a lot of times I like to say this is noise. We really need to create a plan that meets our risk tolerance, our time horizon, and our financial objectives. Everybody's situation is unique. And again, I think all too often we get these pie charts. Someone talks, as I said in the previous segment, and I get this a lot. It's not bravado, but I go through and I explain things and people say, that makes sense. I get it now, you know, and that's in the first meeting. Okay. What I mean by that is when you take a look at your investments, first of all, I said, you got to get organized. That was step one. And really that's what you want to do. We have too many accounts all over the place and we're just losing track of them. We're busy with life. But beyond that, understand what you own. Peter Lynch, who was a very famous, you probably heard of him, hopefully Fidelity advisor, Fidelity Money Manager, I should say, said you got to know what you own and know why you own it, okay? If you want to be in the market, and I used this term the other day, and the person across the table said, well, when you say the market, what do you mean? That was a great question. I said, well, what I mean by that is the stock market. We talk about the market. You know, if you look at the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, one point I'll make is, I don't know if you know, Amazon replaced Walgreens in the Dow. They're going to replace them. So there's 30 stocks in the Dow. The Dow was a price. So the highest priced stock, I think, which is United Healthcare in the Dow of 30 stocks, that's what moves the Dow. Now, they're all highly correlated. The S&P, right, is cap weighted. So when you, the NVIDIAs, the Microsofts, these trillion-dollar companies, right? Microsoft is the, I believe now, the highest valued company on the planet. Apple and NVIDIA, they all there. You know, the Magnificent Seven, Amazon, Facebook, or Meta. They account for almost 30%, maybe 25%. So when one of those stocks move, because it's the value of the company that drives it, not the stock price, that's a little different. And then the NASDAQ is 50% in technology. So, like, for example, last year, the NASDAQ, now, again, they're highly correlated. If you look at the charts, they move in sync. Last year, the NASDAQ was over 40%. So, but the year in 2022, when the market was down, it was down over 30. So you can see, what do I own? And you can own ETFs, QQQ, SPY. These are exchange-traded funds. And maybe you own a little piece of each. So see, this doesn't have to be as complicated as one. If you want growth and you want exposure to growth, you can start to build a portfolio. It's in this report. Okay, let's talk about the fixed side. I want to get into that because I have a lot to get into. But I just want to be a little clear on this fixed side. You know, we've talked about bonds, and people hear bonds and think, okay, that's safe, right? The bond market, first of all, is twice the size of the stock market. Right? And there's principal fluctuation. If 2022 didn't teach us something, the 20-year treasury is down 37%. And it was the worst performance of a 60-40 portfolio, 60 equity, 40 bonds, since 1937. Okay, so we just understand, you may have bonds in your portfolio in the 60-40, you hear that all the time, very common for people that have a moderate portfolio. What does that 40% represent? The aggregate bond index is negative year to date. Are you aware of that? And so should you own just bonds in your fixed? There's fixed alternatives. You can buy a CD or maybe a money market. Now, those rates can fluctuate, but let's say you get 5%. If the 10-year treasury moves or interest rate moves, that's still 5%. So do I want to get just a solid 5% for 6 months or a year versus a bond that can lose value? Okay, there's more to it than that, but I just want you to be aware of there's maybe more risk than you think in your portfolio. You know, the 10-year was up as high as 5%. In 2020, it was below 1%. And that's why you saw, unfortunately, the Fed gets too involved and manipulates a lot of the rates. But I just want you to be aware of what's going on your fixed side. I don't want you to think that, hey, I'm fixed, I'm okay. I don't have to worry about the principal fluctuation. And now the bond, the 10-year went down to under 4%. Now it's back up over 4%. So when interest rates rise, bond values go down. And so there's other alternatives. There's safe money alternatives. There's principal protected strategies that we talk about. Those can be bond alternatives. I'm not suggesting they replace the QQQ or the SPY or your market positions, or if you want to own individual stocks. I'm going to come back to this too about tax planning because this relates to that too. But my point is, do you know what you own and do you know why you own it, according to Peter Lynch? And so that's why I say creating an investment plan, and unfortunately with the uncertainty and the emotions, and it's really disheartening sometimes when I come with people, especially nearing retirement or in retirement when you're the most vulnerable, and you're concerned, and then you do things that maybe you become your own worst enemy. And I get it. It's not to be critical. It's tough. But this is why I just understand. That's why I want to provide clarity to this and just understand, saying, I'm comfortable with this. I know what my risk level is. I can stick with it because that's where I think you're going to be successful. I'll offer that investment planning toolkit again, but I also creating your investment plan, a 5-step method. But I know everybody's situation is unique. And this is only one piece of your overall plan. As you know, you hear me talk about it. So if you want to schedule a time, we'll do a deep dive. We'll talk about getting organized, getting everything together, creating an investment plan. Number one, you understand, you can stick with, there's clarity, and it meets your goals and your objectives. That's what it's all about. And that could be a good place to be because I think also it's going to reduce the stress level. So if you want to take advantage of that, we call it the portfolio X-ray. Give us a call. We'll do it. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time or email me. Again, we want to be here as a resource for you to get this piece of your plan in place. Coming up, I want to get into now how do we create income we can't outlive, how do we minimize taxes, and how do we have a solid and complete retirement plan. You listen to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Independent, local, experienced. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. 1855. For any of the information we've already offered, if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you can download some of the reports we have there that are available to you. There's a lot of information. You can sign up for our upcoming class, The New Reality in Retirement. That's in March. We'll start having those every month. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. And I guess I would argue we're living in the new reality. Sign up for the newsletter. Send me a question. You can even schedule an appointment or schedule a time just to chat about any topic that is related to your retirement. We cover it all. And so I've spent the first couple segments we've talked about the market. I just wanted to get into that a little bit. You know, there's just so much going on, and that's really just one piece of our retirement plan. the investment piece. Certainly that's important. We want to grow our assets. We want to have the investments there for us. But I also want to discern from, okay, the investments from income. That's an asset and it's important. And again, we do that. We provide active money management. But we also start with the number one fear among retirees, which is outliving your income. And so we want to talk about income versus assets. And you've heard me talk about this many times. There is a difference between income, right, and assets. Income is comes in, and I've said it's the three-pronged test. It comes in regardless of what happens in the market, which we were just talking about. It comes in regardless of age, and it comes in regardless of what you have in assets and income. I had a meeting just this week, and it was interesting. They've done a great job. He's going to retire in about two and a half years, maybe longer because of his wife's age and Medicare. We're going to talk about that too. It's interesting, all of these pieces that move together, right? But he's going to be 65, and he's saying he's ready to retire. That's his plan right now, 2.5 years. So I got on the board, and we talked about their income. He has a pension, which, again, is an income, right? It's coming in no matter what, rest of his life. And his Social Security plus his wife's Social Security. And then I said, okay, plus you have your 401k, and they have some IRAs, and these are your assets. And so I went through what they would have in income, and his Social Security at 65 was $2,800. If he waited till 67, it was going to be around $3,200 a month, which is almost $38,000 a year. And his wife, they brought in their stuff, which we do. You know, they did a great job, put everything together. They showed me their Social Security statements, which, by the way, you can get them at SSA.gov, which you should if you haven't. And find out what your numbers are. You may be surprised. Well, her retirement benefit, so this is just an example. Her retirement benefit, his retirement benefit was $3,200 at 67. Hers was under $1,000. And they said, well, here's our benefits. I said, well, you understand you have a spousal benefit. And they weren't aware of that. And I said, your wife, whose work history isn't as extensive as yours, she can get up to half. So this is the rule. I'll move on. But his full retirement benefit, full retirement age is 67. If you're born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. What does that mean? I asked him. I said, well, I don't know. What does it mean? I said, because you can defer till 70. Well, there's a couple things it means. Number one, that means at 67, when you hit full retirement age, you can keep working and the penalty on Social Security goes away. Why don't you be clear on that? The second thing is that is the maximum spousal benefit, half of that. So his benefit was $38,400. That meant her benefit was $19,200, not $11,000 or $12,000. They weren't aware of that. So I said, she can get the spousal benefit. And so, you know, we were looking at them getting close to $58,000 of income just from Social Security. That didn't include the pension. You know, that was just in our first meeting. We have some follow-up meetings coming up. But the point is, you have claiming strategies. We need to understand what they are. You can defer all the way to 70. It grows by. So, for example, if you continue to work after 67, the penalty goes away. You can make $1 million a year. You will receive all your Social Security. You can wait till 70. That's the maximum benefit, right? And so that's kind of important to understand the claiming strategies. That's another thing we do. I run a Social Security analysis separate from what I talked about with the portfolio analysis and the overall just testing your plan to determine if you're going to meet your goals. And so this is pretty extensive analysis, so you can start making informed decisions. But it was interesting because Forbes did a study. They said, based on your claiming strategy, because keep in mind, Social Security decisions are irrevocable. So if he ties into his benefit at 65 years of age, which is about $5,000, $6,000 less than at 67, that's the maximum benefit for his life. And by the way, that would go to the surviving spouse as her survivor benefit for the spouse's life. So you could be giving up significant dollars over a lifetime. And I mentioned Forbes, they did a study. They said the average cumulative lifetime benefit, what you give up over your lifetime, the average loss based on claiming strategies is over $111,000. So you see how critical some of these claiming strategies can be. We need to understand, and this is an income piece. And so this is why this is so important when we talk about not outliving assets. Are we creating an income plan that we can't outlive? And oh, by the way, our spouse, trying to make sure we protect them in the event we predecease them. I want to talk more about that. If you want to schedule a time to come in, there's no cost or obligation. I think it'll be a great exercise to go through. Give us a call, 630-934 for your complete customized retirement plan, 630-934-1855. or go to alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there. Email us. Hope we can see you. Again, stick around. We've got a lot to get into on the other side. You listen to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a, what I like to say, complete retirement planning firm. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-934-1855. That's 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com. We've got a lot to get into today. We're going to cover a lot of ground, and so hopefully you're going to have some actionable items. That's my goal every week, to give you ideas that are going to make a difference in your retirement planning. I met with a few people, and we've been talking, and it's interesting. Someone that came in this week, too, it was interesting. They were in their 60s, and they were talking about their parents. I said, wow, it's, you know, they were, the one is, in fact, I think he's 70. Yeah. His mother's still living. He said she's, and living by herself. She's in her 90s, and it seems like I come across this very often, and just, you know, it brings to mind some of the things to think about when we talk about your retirement planning. And there was an interesting article. It was about needing to plan with longevity in mind. And it was just talking about how we're living in an era of increased longevity. This was from this article. It says, and these are the stats, I think, from Social Security Department. A man age 65 today has a 50% probability of living until at least age 87. One in four men who are age 65 today will live to age 93. And one in four women age 65 today will live up to 96. So when we talk about, you know, previous generations, long-term retirement plans may have been 10 to 15 years. Today, tomorrow's retirees, the golden years may last three decades or more. So when we talk about some of these things, how do you feel if you're going to be without a paycheck for 25 to 30 years? Okay. Today's life expectancy for a man age 65 is 84.3, and for a female, of course, always outdoing us, 86.7. And these are averages. It means people will live even longer, right? So the possibility of living longer, of course, we would say should be exciting, but it could mean you're around to watch your grandchildren grow up, you get to spend more time with your spouse, around for other milestones. But with that comes the cost of more years of daily living, wealth, and care expenses. I'm sorry, health care expenses. So think about this, and I've said this before. I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff. So keep some of these things in mind when we talk about your retirement plan. The risk isn't dying. The risk is living, right? And so when we take, what do I mean by that? Let me give you some examples, okay? If you live four more years than you expected and you need $50,000 a year to supplement your income, well, that's $200,000 more you need in the pot, right? What about taxes? And we're going to get into all of this. This is what I mean when we talk about being complete. Your taxes, right? You know, taxes can be one of the biggest expenses in retirement. So we want to be aware of that. If tax rates go up in the future, look, I don't know where future tax rates are going to go. We're going to talk about this quite a bit. But, you know, you have a $34 trillion debt. Tax rates are at historical low levels. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025. So, again, if most of your money is in tax deferred, keep in mind every penny is taxable up to 85% of your Social Security. So what can we do about that? And, again, when we're talking about longevity, and I now I have to pull out more money and I'm relying on my investments, could that impact my lifestyle? Could that impact my retirement? Well, possibly it could. The other aspects of, what about your investment plan? Do you have an investment plan that's solid, that you're comfortable with? Again, we're drawing money out of that. And of course, we get into the parts of what happens if there's a long-term illness. You know, we've looked at these studies before. That average 65-year-old, this was from Healthcare Services Data Firm, average 65-year-old couple, there's a 75% chance one will receive some type of significant care. Again, I ask the question, what would happen in your plan? Have you thought about some of these things? At a minimum, I would say we want to really at least address them and understand them, and we'll determine what we do as far as taking action. And then finally, of course, at some point, you know, hopefully we live a long and fruitful life, but then when we pass away, do we have the right things in place? Well, I should say during our lifetime, the assets to control things, or the documents to control things, but also a legacy plan and documents that make sure everything passes as efficiently and as effectively to our loved ones. This is what I mean about planning. Let me start with the biggest part of this plan, and you know my approach. I've talked about it before, and this is why we talk about being complete. It's not about one thing. But certainly the income piece of it, as I said, imagine, you know, you're in retirement. How would you feel if for 25 or 30 years there were no paychecks? What are you doing to create income that comes in? And that's why when we talk about, when I talk about longevity as that risk to your retirement plan, okay, well, when I talk about income, I differentiate between income and assets, right? You can have $1 million in a retirement account. I hope you do. That's a great thing. But keep in mind, if it's in a tax-deferred account, every penny is taxable. If you go through it, you know, that's it, if it goes to zero. So, I you know, income is more important than assets or savings because income doesn't run out. What are we talking about? And I offered this last week, this income planning packet. It's important that we start to understand what we need in retirement. But then we also have to say, okay, what income sources? When I have clients come in, or I should say prospective clients too, they come in, I get on the board, and we walk through all of their income sources. I had someone come in here recently. They had two Social Security benefits. They had rental income. Not everyone has that, but that was part of their income stream. And then they had a pension. The husband had a smaller pension. It was about $12,000 a year. So as we got on the board, I showed, look, when one retires, one spouse was going to work a little while. There was four. They were going to have some part-time income. Then there was going to be between the two of them about $70,000 of Social Security. And I showed all these things kicking in. By the end, when all these income sources kicked in plus the pension, they had $100,000 of income. That was separate from the assets. They still had over $1 million of investments. So this is, I was just laying this out. I just want you to understand the difference between the two. We went through a Social Security analysis. We talked about, you know, one spouse deferring the Social Security, again, having the higher benefit for the rest of their life. We showed there was a difference of a cumulative lifetime benefit. And this is what I do in all meetings. I ran it showing what happens if you take it early, at 63 or 64, because they were getting ready to retire, versus 70, the difference was over $400,000 in their cumulative lifetime benefit. In fact, there was a Forbes study that said the average person loses out on $111,000 of Social Security benefits. This is so critical when we talk about creating income you can outlive. Are you making the Social Security decision that makes sense for you? Let me do this. We're coming up on a break, but I do want to offer that income planning packet. It has the Social Security decision in there. It also has the worksheets. I offer those too. The budget worksheet, so you can actually have the process maximizing income retirement, ideas on creating additional income throughout your life. This is available. We'll get it out to you. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. For those of you that want the Social Security analysis, we'll run that for you. You know, we just need your full retirement age benefits. You can see what your options are and make an informed decision. We'll do that for you, too. Give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, where you can schedule a time, send us a question, or request some of the information we offer. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Different by design. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can sign up for our newsletter. We send it out weekly. You know, we've started this conversation today about living life expectancy, longevity. And there's, again, a lot of interesting information on this. I talked about the average age of a male and a female, what they would live to age 65. You know, 84.3 for a male, 86.7 for a female. And the thing about it is, when we talk about longevity, you know, what matters is your life expectancy. We talk about that versus longevity. If you're 65, the death rates for people 0 to 64 are no longer, they don't apply to you. So, you know, that's a little different. So longevity is a little different than life expectancy. I just want you to be aware of that. But what are these risks? What are the risks involved, right? As I said, the risk is not dying. The risk is living in these cases as far as from an income standpoint. And so we start with that discussion, right? What happens if tax rates go up? Have you done things to try to get to tax-free? What about health care costs? Studies have been done by Fidelity that show, you know, $250,000 in health care. If there's a long-term illness, what happens with that? Have you addressed these things in your portfolio? So it's not just about, okay, growing this pile of money or getting to a number. I saw that recently. Schwab said over $2 million is what's needed to retire. That's not really what it's about, okay? Because all of these things can come into play. And so when we talk about income, I just touched upon it briefly. You know, that's the kind of the foundation of your plan. How do we create income we can't outlive, maybe, and then some, right? So Social Security is one of those examples. We talked about the Social Security analysis. We can run that for you. You know, I said the example is, you know, what if you take it? You can take it as early as 62. It defers by 8% per year up to age 70. There could be a difference of 80%, right? You could have a $24,000 benefit at 62. Your benefit could be $44,000 at age 70. That's important to understand because these are irrevocable decisions. But that's income that comes in for the rest of your life, income that comes in regardless of the market. The other thing that you can take a look at, you know, and if Social Security is the only thing, well, again, this is off the Social Security website, and we hear this fairly often, that should be replacing about 40%. Where does the rest of it come from? Now, investments certainly are part of that, dividends and interest and so on. That can be part of it. But what are some other things? You know, pensions, if you have one, that's terrific. You know, a pension, I'll just make a couple quick comments and then I want to move on to one other idea. But for those of you that have a pension, again, I do this I do this often. Let's put it that way. And when people come into the office, I say this, throw everything in a box. And let's go through it. And we go. I see pensions fairly often, and I see what the options are. You will have someone just sent me. He and his wife actually have pensions, which is great. But he's got an option of taking it just based on his life, taking it based on giving a survivor benefit to his spouse. And so this again is part of now we're starting to stack income on each other. That's lifetime income. And I would say again, if you have a pension, if you have not taken it yet. Just like with these individuals I'm meeting with next week, they sent me their pension information. We're going to go through it, and they're going to be able to make a decision. Again, irrevocable decisions. You want to contact your pension providers and find out, can you please send me out what my pension is? This is all about getting organized and providing clarity to your plan. If you have already taken your pension, right, you can't go back and change it, right? Please find out what your survivor benefit is because, again, we want to make sure, and this is, again, part of the income plan. Right? Maximize the Social Security. The highest benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So that may be a reason you defer it, right? So it keeps growing by 8%. And then the pension benefit, if you have a survivor benefit, stays with the surviving spouse. So now those two incomes will last for both your lifetimes. All right? And this is, again, this is part of creating a plan. The other thing that we can talk about, and we've talked about before, is using annuities as part of your income plan. And getting back to this whole survivor benefit joint life, one of the things about this, and I've had a lot of conversations this past week about them, you know, there's pros and cons, and I get a lot of people who don't like them, and I get people who are interested in them, and they like them, and some people that own them already that come in. And so when you take a look at these are a product. I just want you to understand how they work. But the difference is, and they are an investment, okay? You can use IRAs. You can own them in an IRA. You can own them in a Roth IRA. You can own them in an after-tax account, either way. And they're an investment, right? You still have an account value, at least the ones I'm talking about. But the difference is they provide a guaranteed lifetime income. For those of you that are married, it is a joint lifetime income. Think of part of this as you're creating income, where you have the Social Security, if you have other sources of income, plus you have, if you have a pension, plus you can have the annuity. It's almost like your own private pension. And to the extent you don't go through that money, it goes to your children and grandchildren. This is not a bad thing. Again, there's pros and cons to them. You should understand how they work. That's why I actually have a report called The Truth About Annuities on my website that you can access, or we can send it to you. I usually include that in the income planning packet because that's all part of it, right? You're creating these pieces of income that come in for your life, right? And then to the extent you don't use them, they can go to your children in this example, but also protecting your spouse in these examples. As I said, whether it's maximizing your Social Security benefit so that goes to the survivor, using a joint lifetime income on the annuity so that pays out for both your lifetimes, and then structuring your pension properly. This is where we have a good income plan. Coming up, I do want to get into how do we try to get as much of it tax-free? How do we protect it from unforeseen events? This is all part of it. And so this is what I mean by complete planning. Let me do this. Again, I'll offer that income planning packet, which includes all the worksheets and all the information, the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, the budget and income worksheets. And then you can start to, there's a process here, and it walks you through the process of maximizing income in retirement. This is what it's about. And now we can move on to the other pieces. Let me make one other offer. If you've recently retired or plan to retire, and you're in retirement, you give us a call. It's a complete customized retirement plan, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time as well. You'll walk out of here with a plan. You'll walk out of here with a roadmap, and hopefully you'll walk out of here with a lower stress level and more clarity in your retirement. Give us a call. Coming up, we're going to get into these other aspects, of course, of your planning and the whole goal of being complete in retirement. Listen to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. If you want to get any of the information that we've offered, the income planning packet, the truth about annuities, the Social Security decision, we put those all together as far as the worksheets to provide a process for you to create an income plan. Also, if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you can get information there. You can sign up for our newsletter. If you want to send me a question or schedule a time to chat or come in. The other thing is taxes. I mean, what happens if tax rates go up in the future and most of our money is in tax deferred? I want to spend some time on that and start that conversation. We like saying getting to tax free, but this was interesting. Investors, I don't know if anyone's read this or heard this, but these investors in Silicon Valley say they come up with an idea to avoid, I hate using that term, paying taxes forever. I don't use that when I say avoid paying taxes, but how would they do it? Well, this is by creating, I think I heard this one, by creating a permanent floating community in international waters free from regulation. How about that? It's way too early to inquire. They're just talking about it. Then who knows how much it's going to cost? But that's what we want to say. So it's got me to thinking, well, there's other ways. And you hear us talk about this every week. rather than being out on a large whatever. I'm guessing there'd be a lot of like those new carnival boats, probably all kinds of stuff to do. You might get a little homesick. But there's other ideas here. We talk a lot about getting to tax free, right? And I come across this every week. You know, we do tax planning here. Look, I'm not a CPA. I don't claim to be. But a lot of this stuff, if I'm giving you information, it's factual, right? I don't have to be a CPA. These things work together hand in glove, right? If you can create income, you can outlive, and then you can get most of it tax free. Guess what? You've minimized some of the risk here. Let me give you some quick examples. In fact, things I went through this week, and I've made this comment before. Look, Social Security. So I had these clients I mentioned before at $70,000 of income from Social Security. Now, up to 85% of that benefit can be taxable to you, which means $60,000 roughly, okay, or more. You got to pay tax on whatever your marginal tax bracket is. The husband's retired. The spouse is still working. She's probably going to go to part-time, so there's going to be some wages, but they're kind of phasing into retirement. So, you know, in this example, first of all, a non-working spouse, he can contribute. He wasn't aware of this. You can put money into a Roth. If one spouse is working, a non-working spouse can still contribute to a Roth IRA. So now they're going to do Roth IRA contributions. They can do $7,500 for last year, $8,000 for this year. I know I've been beating the drum on this, but you still can do 2023 till April 15th. So can she. Now, in addition to this, now that their income is going to go down, I showed them. Okay, look, you're going to have $50,000 in wages. They have some $30,000 from rental income. That's $80,000 of income. And I said, keep in mind, that's not what you pay taxes on. You have almost a $30,000 standard deduction. Every couple has it. We all have about $15,000 standard deduction. Every individual does. So I said, you're not paying tax on 80, you're paying tax on 50. That means you're in a 12% marginal tax bracket. So I said, we can convert $45,000. This is on top of the contributions, $45,000 in a 12% tax bracket to never pay tax on it the rest of your life. No required minimum distributions. Your spouse and children get it tax-free. Doesn't tax your Social Security. Would you do it? Of course. I said, you can even spill into the 22% a little bit and blend the two. Would you move money at 16 or 17% to never pay tax on it the rest of your life? Does that minimize the risk of higher tax rates in the future? It sure does. I would do that all day long. And so I talked to him. I said, we have a lot of runway here before you get to required distributions. Let's incorporate this into our plan. We'll do conversion systematically while the wife is still working for the next 3 or 4 years, do the contributions on top of that. You know, now we may not get to, we don't have to go on a boat for this, which is a good thing. So there you go. We're trying to get there without actually having to live in international waters. Look, I'll get you this information. If you want, I talk about getting to tax free. We'll provide that. I'll provide this tax reference and contribution table. It's a terrific reference chart we put together. You can start making informed decisions and incorporate some of these things. I have 7 ideas in this report. I just gave you 2. So if you want that, we'll get it out to you. And as always, for those that want something that is customized to them, what can you do to put yourself, I like to call it forward tax planning. We'll do an analysis for you. We do a complete tax analysis. It's very simple. You just give us your information. We'll run the numbers. We'll show you some ideas that you can do. This is what it's all about. Right? Being in retirement, minimizing these things and protecting yourself. Hopefully we live a long time, but also we minimize that longevity risk. Give us a call, 630-934-1855 for getting to tax-free information and the reference guide, 630-934-1855. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As always, we'll be back next week, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 560 The Answer. As always, everyone, have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, Salem Media of Illinois, LLC, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and fixed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois. The Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group. For more information on anything you heard on today's show, call 630-934-1855 or visit alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.